Hello? Please, come in. Take a seat. I'm going to light some incense and I'll be with you in just a moment. Can I offer you some tea? I've had a pot brewing for myself. Would you like a cup? Okay. Yes, it is quite strong. It's a chi-enhancing blend. I find it makes my job a lot easier. So, it says on your papers that you've not been feeling yourself for some time. Trouble sleeping, feeling tense, constant lack of energy. Does that sound right? And these symptoms have been getting worse for a while now, haven't they? Other methods haven't really helped. Well, don't worry. I know people are often put off by the price of my services, but you've come to the right place. I specialize in chakra therapy, and unlike many of my competitors between you and me, I actually know what I'm doing. Now, before we begin, I just need to run through a basic overview of what we'll be doing today. You might already know quite a lot of these things already, but I just have to make sure you've had it explained to you. The seven chakras are specific parts of the human body which are most attuned to qi, the spiritual energy of the cosmos. Chakras can exist in two states, either opened or closed. An open chakra will allow qi to flow through it. A closed chakra causes the energy to well up and stagnate. Think of them as connected pools of water. Usually, the water flows from one pool to the next, but if a pool becomes blocked, the water will build up and overflow. As the water stagnates, it becomes dirty. The same is true of stagnant qi, and it can manifest itself in a variety of health issues. This is why it is important to keep your chakras nice and open. Now, a chakra can become closed for any number of emotional or physical reasons. Each of the seven chakras is unique and deals with certain values, emotions, and personality traits. It's my job to sense the aura of your chakras, locate any blockages, and release the qi built up there. And as each chakra is unique, they each require a unique form of therapy, so a correct diagnosis is very important. Now that the explanation is out of the way, you can choose whether you'd like to go ahead with this process or not. If you don't wish to continue, I can offer you a full refund. Minus the price of a cup of tea, that is. Excellent. If you'd like to finish off your tea, could you please then take off your clothes down to your loincloth and lay on your back on this table? That's it. Just relax and breathe nice and slowly. You can close your eyes if that helps. I just need to feel where your chakras are located and see if I can sense any blockages. I'm going to start with the very top of your head. Nice and gently with my fingers now, trying to find abnormalities. Right here is your thought chakra. It's the most complex and spiritual of all seven. This is where a pure cosmic energy enters your body. It is the chakra which connects us to all the larger universe, but can become blocked through earthly attachments. Whether it's simply wealth and materialism, or even love, our duty towards another, anything that binds us to the physical world can potentially obstruct this chakra. That makes it very difficult to resolve a blockage here. Nothing else seems to work other than deep meditation. Luckily, yours feels just fine. I'm going to move my hands down now, just to your forehead. Nothing feels immediately wrong here, but there's no harm in being sure. Your temples, just under your eyebrows. This part of the head is where the light chakra is found. It deals with insight, with understanding, and for seeing things the way they truly are. It can become blocked by things like illusions, hypocrisy, and blind acceptance. I actually own some rare powders which make the most dazzling, brilliant light when burned. They can be unpleasant to stare at, but a blinding light is the best method for unblocking this chakra. Not that you need it. I'm going to be feeling your neck and throat next. That's it. Just at the top of your chin. Could you hum for me? Like this? Higher now, like this. Yes, that's good. Thank you. The sound chakra is concerned with truths and lies. Whether it's lies we tell each other or ourselves, deception is what closes this chakra. Sorry, it can feel strange when somebody presses on your collarbone like that. It all feels good here. The treatment for the sound chakra is actually prolonged shouting for hours on end, until the throat becomes hoarse. Yes, I know, very strange, but it does work. You must be a very honest person, because I can't feel any chi built up here. I'm going to put my hands on your chest next, is that okay? Okay, the last four chakras are the elemental chakras. This is the air chakra. I can't feel anything wrong right away. Could you breathe deeply for me, please? One, two, three, and out. One, two, three. And in, one, two, three, and out. Okay, thank you. The air chakra is the chakra of love and grief. Most people experience a closed air chakra at some stage of their life. In most cases, mourning and moving on usually reopens it. I'm just going to lay my ear on your chest to hear your heartbeat, okay? In some extreme incidents, asphyxiation is the only way to force open a closed air chakra, which is unpleasant to perform. Everything seems good here, though. So that won't be required, fortunately. The fire chakra is next, and that lies right here, at the stomach. Yes, that's right. Just relax. Nice, slow breaths. I'll be gentle. Firebenders draw the chi from their stomachs when they're bending. It's the chakra of confidence, mental strength, and willpower. That's part of the reason firebending is such an aggressive style. The fire chakra is blocked through shame and doubt. It can cause firebenders to lose their abilities entirely. Being in the stomach, a blocked chakra here is cured by the complete emptying of its contents, regardless of which end that's done. I have in my possession a number of remedies which can induce such a state in someone. Lucky for you, your fire chakra is nice and open. My hands are going to be moving further down now, if that's okay. I need to get as close as I can to your inner thighs in order to read the aura here. That's it. Try and keep still. The water chakra resides in the private parts of our bodies. It's the chakra dealing with pleasure, responsible for enjoyment and ecstasy. Well, I think we've found our blockage. I'll need to place my hand closer, just on top of your loincloth. Are you okay with that? Good. I'll just put my hand on top of you now. Yes, there is definitely a big chi buildup there. The aura is incredibly strong, even for a blocked chakra. The water chakra is blocked through guilt. Guilt over past actions, guilty thoughts, self-guilt, all can contribute. It's nothing too worrying. It's not too uncommon for this chakra to be blocked. Typically, it's people who aren't experiencing a healthy amount of enjoyment, specifically sex, or who feel deep regret over something. Though I must say that the amount of chi welled up here is particularly large, suggesting that you have an overactive water chakra. Usually, only waterbenders of the highest potential can contain so much energy in their water chakra. As for treatments, the only effective method is a regular dose of good, old-fashioned sex. Now, I would never impose on a patient of mine. I don't assume to know your situation at home, if you'd prefer to work this out with a girlfriend or a wife or any partner you have. That's absolutely fine. Similarly, if you're more comfortable dealing with this in your own time, I can recommend a number of professional girls and guys whose details I could give to you. However, I must note that those people will not be chakra therapists, so any engagement with them will not necessarily produce an optimal outcome. If you'd prefer, I can provide the service while implementing some chakra healing techniques to alleviate the blocked chakra more effectively. Everything is all covered in the initial costs. I can provide any treatment required with your consent, of course. Great. Now, I'll just need to remove your loincloth. Wow. Something that large is usually a good indicator of an overactive water chakra. Now, most of the time, I'd give it a thorough massage with my hands, but given the amount of built-up chi, that's unlikely to be enough. The easiest way to transfer built-up chi is from one chakra to another, like those pools I was talking about earlier, especially between two corresponding chakras. There's no chakra in the hands, so that won't work, but I do have a corresponding water chakra in more or less the same place you do. Do you understand? Chi always takes the path of least resistance. If we can get your built-up chi close enough to my open water chakra, it will attempt to flow into me with such strength that it will force your water chakra to open. That is why sex is the most effective method for this chakra. So you just lay there while I undress. Okay, and let me just get on top of you, like this. You already got good and hard watching me undress, huh? Like what you see? Yes, just feeling it in my hand. The aura coming off this thing is incredible. Most guys would go crazy if they had so much chi stagnated there. But don't you worry. I've got just the thing to make you feel better. Doctor's orders. And strictly professional. Oh, I'm only halfway down. Shit. Oh, hang on. Oh. spig. I'm rocking back and forth to try and align our chakras. It'll make things go much more smoothly. We'll both know when they're aligned. We'll be able to feel... feel it. Oh, that was it. Oh, can you feel my aura? Oh, can you feel yourself being pulled down towards my chakra? Deep inside of me. Oh, fuck, I can feel you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need you deeper. My chakra needs you deeper. Get on top of me. Oh, yes, put your legs over my shoulders. Oh, shit. Deeper. Harder. I was hoping it was your water chakra as soon as you walked in. Oh, I wanted you to fuck me hard as soon as I saw you. It's usually just the husbands. Middle-aged, henpecked. Wifey doesn't give them enough at home. So they come in here and I fuck them. I fuck them better than they've had in their whole lives. And I love it. They go home feeling better than they have in years. And I know that whenever they fuck their wives again, they're wishing it was me. Oh, sometimes it's the wives. Their men can't satisfy them anymore, so I do. They come in here, never having dreamed of being with another woman before, and by the time they leave, I've fucked them better than any man ever has. Oh. But every now and then, someone walks in here who I wish would just fuck me senseless for once. Oh, fuck yes. Do it. She flew into me. Oh, God. Oh, can you feel that? Oh, your chakra. Your chakra just burst open. Oh, and your chi. It's flooding into me. Fuck, that feels good. Oh, it's still coming. Oh, it's still coming. I think that was a very productive session. So, in order to follow best practice, we must ensure that the afflicted chakra has been fully emptied. In order to prevent a further stagnation, I recommend we follow that procedure a minimum of 3 more times for today. I'll make a further review in the morning and prescribe further treatments from there.